Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has given names of some foreign policy advisors. One is in our studio this morning. Waleed Faris is a foreign policy commentator who appears on Fox News and is author of a book called Future Jihad, among many other things. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
A lot of foreign policy experts, including a lot of Republicans, have been repelled by Donald Trump. Was it hard for you to sign on?
It is hard, of course, because it's a very politically charged ambiance. I do focus on the Middle East, focus on national security, but I accepted the task because I think there need to be a major change in our policy, general policy towards the region.
Well, do you see Donald Trump as someone who has it right or someone that you need to try to educate to get a little more right on?
Well, he wanted me to provide education, not just to himself, but to the other advisor. I mean, he has a different approach. He has a private sector approach, so he will count on advisors.
Well, let's talk about some of the specific things Mr. Trump has said. He responded to yesterday's Brussels attacks in part by calling for the United States to get back into the torture business. Let's listen to something that he said.
What I would do is I would look, I think we have to change our law on you know, the waterboarding thing where they can chop off heads and we can't waterboard. But it's your minimal form of torture. We can't waterboard and they can chop off heads.
Now, he said this a lot, and he adds in this specific situation he believes torture would speed the interrogation of a suspect who was captured the other day. But this does raise a basic question. Do you agree that this is the fundamental problem, that the United States is disadvantaged because it's behind ISIS in the torture department?
This is a reaction to a very complex and difficult and challenging situation. I think Mr. Trump, because we are in a political season, he's making those statements. But when he will come to the White House or form the administration, then he's going to be tasking experts to answer that question. And I'm not sure that the experts are going to recommend any form of torture.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you would not favor torturing people in this situation?
I know. My position is clear in my books and everything. I am against torture, but I am with an enhanced form of interrogation that could, by comparing the information which we get from the detainee with other information, get to the results that we want.
Can a candidate for president of the United States say again and again and again, I'm going to torture people? It is vital to do that, and then get into office and then just not.
I don't think that in his semantics he said we need to torture. He said we need to have an enhanced or a different or an alternative. I know it's gray, but he did not provide a clear-cut position that he is going to be torturing.
He says your minimal form of torture. In the quote we just heard, he has said we're going to do waterboarding and a hell of a lot worse. He's used the word torture quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, waterboarding, yes, he made that statement. But when it comes to torture, I think what he meant is that they need to be other forms of interrogation that would get the information just in case that there is a major threat by the terrorists.
I want to ask about something else that he says he wants to do specifically with ISIS. He has made remarks about troops in Syria. He's clarified. He says, I don't want U.S. troops in Syria. Don't want U.S. troops in there. He then goes on to say, this is a quote from the other day, I'd get people from that part of the world to put up the troops, and I'd certainly give them air power and air support and some military support. Isn't that very similar to what President Obama is already doing in Syria?
No, that's a very clear difference, because President Obama has rejected the idea at this point in time to have Arab troops. What Mr. Trump is talking about is to talk with the UAE, with Kuwait, with Jordan, with Saudis, and probably also with the Egyptians to form a corps that would interfere inside Syria against ISIS, because ISIS is deployed in Sunni areas. He does not favor sectarian fights in that area.
So you want Saudi troops in Syria? Is that what you're saying here?
A multinational Arab force that's different from Saudi troops that would be backed by the United States, by the Europeans, and not blocked by the United Nations.
And what leverage does the United States have to get foreign troops into that country where the United States is refusing to send its own troops?
Well, the U.S. is not going to send troops, and under a Trump administration, there will be a support, an air support, but not sending full-fledged occupation forces. The Arab force will go in, will destroy ISIS, and on its way out, it will form brigades from the Sunni Arab population of Syria and, if possible, of Iraq, and then there will be negotiations for a reconciliation in both countries.
Would a President Trump be able to get majority Muslim countries to send troops to fight and die in a U.S. war at the same time that he is banning Muslims from entering the United States?
He made that statement and he immediately said it's interim. This has to do with our homeland security. There will be task forces to work on giving Mr. Trump what he wants in terms of can we vet. Once he had the vetting problem resolved, I think that statements will diffuse. I mean, there is no ban on Muslims on religious grounds. In the region, to the opposite, he will be reaching out to the Saudis, to the UAE and Egyptians, and to many Muslim states.
Dr. Faris, thanks for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Waleed Faris is author of Future Jihad and is now a foreign policy advisor to Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump.